Time to hand out some hardware here as we are announcing our AgriVision Equipment Group Player of the Night, and we are going to AHSTW. A happy homecoming for the Vikings this evening as they roll to a victory 49-12 over Southwest Valley. And Drew Lee early and often and just continued to put it out there. Drew Lee is our player of the night. Drew had touchdown runs of 54, 55, 1, and then also a 95-yard interception return. I believe it was 189 yards, 12 carries. Drew's with us right now. Drew, how are we doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. Congratulations to you and your team. It's always nice, of course, to win. It's even nicer to get a homecoming win. Tell me a little bit about tonight's victory and you know what was behind it for you and your teammates.
Yeah, the O-line, the guys on the perimeter, they blocked amazing, allowed for those big plays to happen, and I just want to thank them first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's do it. I mean, that's kind of our tradition here. When the O-line is mentioned, we start saying some names. So who's on that AHSTW O-line that was opening up some holes for you?
Caden Jorgensen, Roman Scheffler, Jackson Shutters, Sage Blotzer, Jackson Jensen, Donovan Behrens, and then my perimeter guys, Caden Sambothy, Cash Freeman, Chase Wheatley, Colin Harder, Sam Sturm, all those guys.
Man, I don't think you missed a single person. That was really, really well done, Drew. Were you practicing that?
No.
Okay, all right, perfect. Well, hey, you know what? To tell the truth, this is not the first time you've had a big game like this year. So, obviously, you and your O-line, your perimeter blockers, have been outstanding really all year long. I guess tell me a little bit about, you know, that success and kind of, you know, where that comes from. Where has this burst come from with you and your teammates running the ball so well?
Yeah, we work hard in practice, and the guys up front, they care a lot, so they're trying their best on every play, and that really just opens the holes for the backs.
You enter your senior year, and obviously you know you're probably going to have a little bit of a bigger, I mean, you already had a pretty good role, but this year, your senior year, you're really getting fed the ball. I mean, what's it mean to you to be a part of something like that and to put up the numbers that you're putting up?
Yeah, it's an honor. I just try to make the most of every opportunity I'm given, and then take it from there.
Mm-hmm. How about that 95-yard interception return? Those are always the biggest backbreakers when it comes to the other side where, you know, you think you're about to score and then somebody takes it, you know, 90-plus back the other way. Tell me about that play and what you saw.
Yeah, they had a good drive going, and then right place, right time. I made a play on the ball and took it to the house.
Yeah, how about your guys' growth here from week to week? Obviously, lost week one 12-6, very low-scoring game. Handle Red Oak, tight loss to Riverside, roll Nottoway Valley, another dominant win tonight. So, I mean, what about the growth and progression there for AHSTW? What are your thoughts on how you guys have improved from week one?
Yeah, we're learning our strengths and weaknesses and then just working as a team to get better in the spots we need to. We really try to lock in and film and see the mistakes we've made and how to learn from them, and I think that's just been our key to improving all year.
Awesome. Well, Drew Lee, a great night for the AHSTW senior. Three touchdown runs, 189 yards, plus a pick six that goes 95 the other way. Our AgriVision Equipment Group Player of the Night. Drew, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us. Congrats to you and your team on the victory, and we wish you the best here moving forward.
Thank you.